Yeah, it says that love would be enjoying my toy. And when you Isaac in something at the right time, it has an extra chizik to it. Moshe, when you start learning now Pesachim, it's not as geschmack when you learn it on Pesach. You start learning about the Dalet Minim in the Sukkah now, it's not the same when you learn it. Ah, that's Baruch Hashem. And Ms. Daman, we're learning about Tefillah before we daven Mariv. It's a different Mariv, we hope, will come out tonight. We saw last week, the big koyach of Tefillah. Tefillah is Dvarim Ma'an Nebiruvu Shalaylam. It's a very, very chashuv avodah, ubnei adam mezalzlam behem. As we said, one pshat like bnei adam mezalzlam behem, because we do it all the time. As anything you do all the time, it's much more challenging to be excited about it, to be into it. But there's another reason why bnei adam are mezalzlam behem, and it's really the reason for many things. And that's because the Yetzirah knows that tefillah is a chelik of your day that could change a person and turn him into a tzaddik. As the Yetzirah puts such a dogish on tefillah that it shouldn't be kiroi, because he knows over here is one of the big tools that are against him. The Gemara brothers, Chav Chesam et Beis, the Yisri Belozo, Ezu Aderech Lo Elam Haba. And he was a Gadol Hador, a big tzaddik. Because they want to know, what's your secret? As if you read Bizman Hazeh, what's your secret? As they say, well, I was a bacher, I used to take cabs and not go on public buses because I didn't want to look on girls. They would say all these interesting stories, like, what's your secret for godless? But they asked Eliezer, what's your secret for godless? And he says something so powerful. It's something we all do. Not all of us take cabs instead of buses. But there's one thing we all do three times a day. And if we do it a little bit more kavana, we could be zeicha to be a ben olam haba, could make a mapecha in our lives. And what is that? He said, when I daven shmona esrei, I think who I'm standing in front of. I think I'm talking to Hashem. That's why I'm a ben olam haba. So powerful. We're davening anyway. Just a little bit thought. You're talking to Hashem. That would electrify the tune. And that would change you as a person. Zogt Mesilas Yesharim, I think in Perek, Yud Tes or Yud Zayin. Remember. One of the two, Yud Zayin or Yud Tes. He speaks about a chizik for tefillah. And he says that if a person would think he's oimid v'noisei v'noisin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that thought alone would give so much more meaning to the tefillah. You think Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's in charge of everything. He's koveya everything in the world. And we have a chance to talk to him three times a day during Shemona Esrei. We're talking to Rabbeinu Kodesh Olam. And if somebody would have a meeting with a big president, the president of America, and it's well, he knows he can help him in a certain way, he'd be so excited. He'd be so into it. He'd be focusing because this is a big meeting. This could change his life. If somebody would have a business meeting, somebody said, I have a great business office for you. I'll give you a weird invest. You could become a billionaire overnight. Wow. You'd be so excited. As every tefillah, we're meeting Hashem. We're talking lefnei Ribbon Kol Olamim. We're expressing our feelings, our needs. We're saying we know you have helped us in the past and you can help us in the future. That conversation connects us to Hashem in a different way. And that's the yisoid of tefillah. The yisoid of tefillah is not just the bakasha. The yisoid of tefillah is the connection, building a connection with Hashem. Three times a day we're oimid and we can feel the connection in a totally different level. And that could change us and make us into bnei olam haba. Because the more connected we are to Hashem, the more everything we do in life is different. As tefillah is a huge mafteach to avodas Hashem. It turns us into a ben olam haba. Where everyone knows the member Chazal, Koin Hashanah Halachas B'chol Yom, Ruf Dechloi Shu Ben Aylam Haba. But unfortunately, people don't know this Gemara. Kol HaMispalo Kiroi B'chol Yom, Kam Ruf Dechloi Shu Ben Aylam Haba. That's the derech of Aylam Haba. That's the Gemara Brachis, Chav Ches Amin Beis. That's the Mafteach to be a Ben Aylam Haba. And Avon is Poshit, because it builds that connection. Sam, the whole Yiddishkeit has a different meaning the more you connect it to Hashem. Because that's the Toichen HaPnimi, the Indian of Tvila. And that's why the Yetzirah is Cholich u'Misgaber, and he tries to make that we shouldn't daven, we shouldn't think about it. As soon as we start davening, we start thinking, okay, so what am I doing for supper tonight? Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to go? And, Chule, my friend's coming, and his father's coming, and maybe he's going to take me out. Our mind starts traveling 100 different places when we try to daven. Why? Like, if you ever think about it, when I was walking in the hall, my mind wasn't going in 100 places. Why all of a sudden, when I start Shmona Esrei, I start thinking about everything under the sun? Because the Yetzirah knows, here's the place. Here's where I got to get him. Because if I get him here, he's not connected to Hashem the same way. Because it's so important to know where the battle is. And if you put a little bit of thought into it, you'd be surprised. Ma'at or deichahar b'choyshech. Now, we're not saying, so does that mean I'm going to be mechaven the whole Shmona Esrei? That's a high level. But every second, yesh koinoi lomoi b'sha'achas, you put a regesh, I'm talking to Hashem, I'm bowing down to Hashem. I'm asking Hashem to be moichumi. I'm asking Hashem for refuah, for parnasa. Oh, anything you put in, any regesh you put in, is building a connection and building you on a whole different level. That's one of the koiches of tefillah. The second koyach of tefillah that you want to be re-machazik again is the koyach of tefillah that it's poyel. It does hatzlochus for a person. We saw the Yaris Dvash, that if you see any person that's manzliach, it's because of good tefillah. Someone came over and asked, what do you mean? They're goyim that are manzliach. They're goyim that they're very rich and they never davened in their life. Between me and you, he didn't have to ask some goyim. They're yidden that don't really daven. And they're also matzliach. As how could you say the side of all matzlocha is tefillah? As there's two kinds of matzlochas. There's one kind which is called mazel. Mazel means, it doesn't mean luck. That's a mistranslation. Mazel means in his tafkin in life, he's supposed to be an usher, to be makayim his tafkin in the world. By goyim for their tafkin, by yin for their tafkin, then you don't have to daven, because that's your mazel. That's what Hashem was goyzer meirash. As there are certain people, it's goyzer on them to be rich, or it's goyzer on them to be matzliach in their job, or it's goyzer on them because that's their tafkin of life. What the Svarim HaKadoshim are saying is that there's another level of Hatzlacha. And that is Me'alu Me'ever Mako. And that's the Koyach of Tefillah. Tefillah has a Koyach to bring you a Siyata Deshmaya Me'alu Me'ever La'amazel. And Lepomin, it's Nigzer on a person that the only way he's going to get his mazel is if he davens. Is even lepamim what's nigzer harim alpi mazel? It's only nigzer if he davens for it. So meila tefillah is the yitzayid of hatzlocha, and like the yaris dvash is marich that all the hatzlochas and all the gedolim in Torah and all the big mutzlochim were al yedei tefillah. As the Chazayim Ish has yigeres and yigeres aleph and yigeres beis and the Igeres Chzainish, where he writes the same exact lashon. If people would only know how much the tefillah changes and helps and accomplishes, they would put a different koyach into their tefillah. It really works. It's not just tam mizakt. We're saying it really works. It really affects. Rabbi Yeruchim used to be marich in Shmuzim, Rabbi Yeruchim Lefovitz in Amir. in Europe is marich that the side of atzlacha is tefila. You see people that are chashav of neitaira, it's tefila. It could turn a person into a tzaddik, a talmud chacham. It could be matzliach in all ways of life. The key is tefila. And so beautiful mashal once from Reb Fachvog or Reb Nosson Fachvog, old mashkiach in Lakewood, said that if a person has a store, and the store is a successful store, as what does he do? He makes sure the business should keep on going. He makes sure the business is run well, and it keeps on working. If the guy is going to ignore his business and not put effort into making the business work, chaval! He has something in front of him that's so matzliach. It's a knocking business. Don't ruin it. As he says, tefillah is the business of Klal Yisrael. It was mefarnes us for years. Koyach shel Yaakov v'tefillah. Don't be mevazeh. Don't leave it fall away. Don't leave it go away. What's an example of leaving it fall away? You daven in the hall at 105 Mincha. What's wrong with it? That's number one. The Rosh Yeshiva doesn't like it. He puts up big signs. But even without that, do you really think you could have a serious davening? You're davening in the hall. Every 3 seconds, another guy's walking in front of you. Sometimes you get brushed when you're in the hall. Not just brushed. The kiff knocked over, and guys want to pass by. They're totally annoyed that you're standing in the hall and you're davening mincha. Some guys, they come late to davening, and they daven by the doorway. It's like everyone brushes you, and rightfully so. What are you doing? You're blocking the door. Yeah, that's really davening. It's taking davening seriously. To just make sure you're davening karoy, you're giving it a chance. Another thing, you know when you daven, it's going to be hard for you to mechaber. Take a sitter. Open up a sitter and look in. Everyone who opens up a sitter and looks in when he davens, it's a different davening. At my age, I'm not a youngster anymore. I'm still a little bit young. I look at a sitter, it helps me. I know about that. I've been davening for years. But you look at a sitter, you focus different. Open a sitter. Everyone knows when you don't open the sitter and you daven bal peh, we won't go into details. Open a sitter. Of course, if you're davening 105 in the hall, you don't have a sitter. Some people, if you're davening up here at 7:30, you also don't have a sitter. Take a sitter daven. They're little things, but they make such a difference. It's your business. It's your invest in it. This is what works. We got to put our kliyos into it. It's an attitude. Okay. Now, one more time. The Yetzer Hara works very hard on this. How many people have come over and said, I daven so much, and it doesn't work. People come over, I daven for my children, and look at them. I daven for this one that had problems, and he's still not. I daven for Shaduchim, and look at the matzav. I daven for Parnosa, for Brias. It doesn't help. Because what are you telling me? Tefillah is the site of Hatzlocha. Harei Av Kamarai is not that way. And everyone could look in their life at the things they daven for, and it just didn't go. As one more time. And this is the big Yisrael in life. The Yetzer Hara always wants us to think your tefillahs don't work. And the Yetzer Hara is very frum. You know why your tefillahs don't work? Because Hashem knows that you're really not a tzaddik. Because when you daven, Hashem doesn't listen to you. He's a frum Yetzer Hara. Hashem knows who you really are. Hashem knows how you daven. Ugh. Expect Hashem to listen to you. Look, he's not listening to you. As there's a Gemara in Brachas that tells us, every person has to struggle with this. Tefillah is one of the 4 things that Tzrich in Chizuk. Rashi says, Tamid b'kol koichai. If you're not going to work on it all the time to put an effort into it and put a lot of effort into it, naturally you're going to feel your tefillahs are not answered. That's what Rashi says in Brachas, Taflamit Beis Arubeis.
And that's what it says, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha, Kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh El Hashem, Davin. If you're not answered, Chazak V'yametz Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. Don't give up. Even if you're not Breslov, don't be Misyayish. It's a Mufurish Gemara in Brachas. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha, Kaveh El Hashem. He just made famous the Gemara in Brachas, the Breslov of Rav Abba. The Maisa, thus is a Gemara. As it's very important. Vishetegelecha. If you keep on davening, it is going to be piled. How many people, just the past week, I have one who had a daughter who's 23, a close friend. Another one whose daughter was 26, another one whose daughter was 23, that they were holding on the brink of Yiyush. They weren't getting Shidduchim, and the ones they were getting were bombs. And all three of them, the first week and a half, Baruch Hashem, have simchas in their family. As it's so important. Ah! Tefillah's work! He didn't give up, he kept on davening. When we see Yeshua is connected to the tefillahs work. Sometimes it takes time. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem, tefillahs work. I see people that they have children that went off and they came back. Tefillahs work. You have doyos, there's so many Bali Tshuva, Bizman Hazeh. Could be it took years for the tefillahs to work, but tefillahs work. One of the Gdolim said on the big Baal Tshuva movement, it was from the Tfilas of the Babis when they went off the Haskalah movement. Finally, the Tfilas were piled years later on. We never know, it doesn't always work right away, but the Tfilas are piled. As that Imunim, Bitachin and Hashem, the Tfilas are piled, that keeps us going and keeps us davening. And in order to keep the Imunah, it's very important to appreciate and to see the Yeshuas are from Hashem. That's what gives us chizuk. And the Yeshuas come from tefillahs. That's what gives us chizuk. As that's the second nekuda, to be machazik ourselves in this inyan of tefillah. Tefillahs are piled. If not right away, keep on davening. And the tefillahs will be piled. And a lot of times, we don't realize how much the tefillahs will pile. We don't realize what it saved us from, what it protected us from, how much it helped us. We just had Hezbollah, Iran, and you know, some people might think, wow, the Mossad, beepers, and chule, pilots, yeah. The tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Beepers and pilots, ahin and aher. Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Min alev. That's what's going on. Say that. How is it misbata lamais in this world? Okay. Stories. Of lamaisa, everything is tefillahs. We don't realize how many hatzalas and how many yeshuas are mikayach tefillahs. The more we're misboinen, we look at the world this way, the more it'll empower us to keep us davening and to give us the strength to really daven. We see younger light in the mirror that they have panasa and they're able to live, even though the mirror pays younger light 800 shekel. Now that's a good question. How in the world could you function with six children when you're getting paid 800 shekel by the mirror? I have no answer, Alpiteva. The only answer is tefillah. But you can't answer it any other way. These guys make a chasana. I know how much a chasana costs. I know how much a dira costs. How do they manage? I can't figure it out for the life of me. There's one answer, tefillah. On them, it doesn't make any sense. Pshuto kimashma. As we're sitting and we live in a world in Eretz Yisrael, you open up your eyes, you look at the Avreichim around you. It's Nisim v'Neflois. It's Tfilah. Now, could you say over one of those stories and put in the video that he davened and all of a sudden someone gave him $1 million? No. It doesn't always work like it does in the storybooks, you know. Abul Amaisa Tachlis Geret, these guys are still going. They're still in yeshiva and they're okay. Sometimes the story is not the kind of stories you're going to have in a Vayimayim video. But the stories are still there and they're still going on. Tefillah is the Amuda Oilam. That's what's keeping people. But it's very subtle and under the thing. It was someone that said he came over, he's been watching Vayimayim videos for so long and it never happened to him. He works on Shmiras Sinayim, and it never happened to him. He doesn't have those stories that his boss gave him a bonus, that his aunt gave him a Yerusha, that a child was born. He doesn't get, his mom has been watching these videos, and he doesn't get it. And the guy, Pasha, doesn't get. Not every time do you see it. But you don't know what's keeping you going all these years. It's Tefillah. It's Shmiras Sinayim. It's Chosin! And that's what the Masha says in the Gemara in Chagiga. Ha'oilam oimer al oim al amud echad ve'eine yodeya. Oilam she'eine yodeya. So the Masha, why oilam she'eine yodeya? Because they don't realize what keeps you going in life all the time is Tefillah. You're well, you don't have to go to the doctor. Tefillah! You're functioning, you understood something today. Tefillah! As Be'ez Hashem, we want to be machazik together. The emunah, tefillah is payo. It's true, those stories are great because it gives you a glimpse of what goes on all the time. But even if it doesn't happen to you that you win lotto and someone gives you v'chule, but it opens your eyes to what's going on between us. The Nisim Shehashem Shebechol Yom. As Havay, let's be nischazik this tefillah together and really feel our tefillahs are payo. Put our koiches into it and make sure we're talking to Hashem Hashmon Esrei today. Mamish, we have a meeting with Hashem and this is one meeting you don't want to miss. You don't want to be late. And you don't want to be in the aisle and brush by when you do it. You really want to focus in on it. Hashem Yazor, Shekodesh Baruch Hu, Yishma Kol HaTfilah Shekol Echad Be'echad Mi'Yisrael, V'yavi Ha'vi Brocha, V'atzlocha V'siyat V'dishma.